I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one coffee on the steering wheel, the other on my heart.
I look around, turn the radio down, he says, baby, is something wrong?
I said nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a story. And he said, our song is a sleeping king of joy, speaking out late. Was that my shadow? You're my punksy girl, you're my whole world. Soon it will be summer though. Our song is the way you left. The big day man, I didn't see it and I should have. Now the sun beams down, sweat on my forehead, asking God if he could make it winter again.
Do you guys think it would be funny to do word for word the same intro like three times and be like, today we're celebrating Groundhog's Day?
Sure, yes.
But you can just put it in, or no, just like putting the same 5 seconds in randomly throughout the episode.
So anyway, today it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day.
As silent as a mouse in the beginning.
No, we don't do any
pageantry. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Silent,
you can
as
be
a
as
mouse.
Silent as you want to be.
I'm like, can you guys at least try and do that though, because I think that's a good idea.
I know you really want the full experience for your like, reel, huh? For your podcast reel.
I make my own podcast, which is just isolated clips of me from other people's podcasts for 3 hours straight.
Should we be doing a big, his credits include?
Include
just
cookie?
Make up a bunch of credits.
Cookie?
Royal icing.
Cookie?
Cookie?
Maybe I was supposed to be on, but isn't.
Was supposed to be on, but obviously is not. You can watch all the episodes and you won't find him.
We're actually sitting here with the person who the pandemic affected the most out of anyone. Because he was supposed to be on...
being dropped from a TV show. It actually didn't have anything to do with the virus.
Wait, really? I thought it did.
I mean, I don't think so. I think they were just like, we're recasting the whole show. And I was like, you don't have to lie. You can say that my racist tweets were the reason why I couldn't have been on the show.
So yeah, if you couldn't tell by that intro, we're sitting here with Jordan Firstman.
Someone who looks strikingly similar to him.
Yeah.
Crickets waiting for the applause with that one.
Wait, we have to say what we're celebrating today and tonight.
Punksy.
Oh, this is a special ep.
This is a really special episode. Not only is it our season finale,
well,
but
first and foremost,
it's Groundhog.
Reading Hook'em.
I'm doing this is like the Groundhog logo, right?
Are you kidding?
Just
rolling, guys.
But I was like, yeah, this name's Groundhog.
I thought that was like a, maybe you do that. For
this is rock on. This is rock on.
No, this is
this
like
is
I love
Groundhog.
You.
This is I love you. Oh, and this is rock on.
This is Hook'em horns, Texas.
This is
horns.
I love you, right?
This, one of these is
no,
one.
This is I love you because it's all the letters combined.
What's hang 10?
Hey, does this hurt your hands? Like it's
yeah, my pinky
yeah.
feels crazy.
And it's also
weird.
My pinky won't go.
Yeah.
Why is that from a traumatic injury?
Yeah.
I broke my pinky too.
How did you break it, Victor?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I really don't want to launch into that pinky story. It's so stupid. Okay, you know what? I'll say it. when I was a little kid, I was playing tag and I rammed my pinky into the wall. Actually, that might have been the lie that I told Oh my God. Wonder what it actually was, the reason. Because that was like a lie.
It's okay. I lie on every episode without even knowing about it. And then I listen back and I think, oh, that wasn't true.
I sit back with a cup of coffee. I go, none of that was true.
I used to lie and say that I cut off the tip of my pinky and I would go like this and I'd be like, look, they're so different.
Were people
I
like,
never
whoa.
Heard you say that.
People said, whoa. Maybe I didn't say it to you because I respected you too much.
I was too close to your inner circle. I could have asked your mom if you really cut your pinky off.
Yeah.
So you guys have been friends for your entire lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Just kidding.
It's like the classic.
I have to be honest for a second and say that I've had myself pinned this whole time and I've been a little bit distracted by just looking at myself.
I want to pin myself.
Should I just be looking at myself? Should I look at only myself?
Oh, I don't like it actually that way. How do I take it off?
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, wow, I can't believe I'm the only person that does that.
No, I thought about doing it the other day, but...
The issue for me right now is that it's really hard to like pull off a groundhog headband.
I think I'm doing it flawlessly.
I think it looks sexy.
Thanks, everyone. Sub to my OnlyFans below.
Groundhog content
Or I'll
only.
Be fucking Punxsutawney Phil.
Stop. Punxsutawney has to be like the 80th rendition, right? Like, he has to have died so many. What's the lifespan of a groundhog?
Punxsutawney Phil, I think, is sometimes a girl. Did you know that?
That's okay with me. Punxsutawney
Philippa.
It's not shocking to me that a girl could be a Punxsutawney.
No, I have no joke. I'm like, sure.
They can only live up to like 6 years, 14 years in captivity.
It's crazy that when something lives longer in captivity, because I have this like preconceived notion that everything dies sooner because I saw Blackfish. Have you guys seen
it? Oh my God. I used to be obsessed about Blackfish and make people watch it all the time.
Didn't you do a SeaWorld live stream or something?
Yes, it was literally inspired by Blackfish because I watched it that day and I was like, let's do SeaWorld.
Do you know about that podcast where the gay person says like, what?
I'm so nervous.
I'm sorry. That's just so funny to just like assume that every podcast there's one gay person. There's the gay person.
Where the gay person says the whole podcast premise. The premise is, and the unfortunate part is that I'm being really mean when I say this, so I can't include this hilarious interaction right here. But
it's one of those videos that like thinks it's doing something, like doing a commentary when it's actually fulfilling the problematic thing of the stereotype that it's like being a comment on, if that makes sense. Like,
you mean becomes, annoying like, is the would be the word?
Annoying, is that?
Actually, yes.
Wait, who is this gay person? Does anyone know their name? I don't feel out of the loop.
Literally, no. I think you should keep all of this.
Including names. Nobody listens to it anyway. It's like we can get away with murder, basically.
I literally have confessed to murder on this.
Twice.
And that's something that I actually regret.
Oh, don't regret it, honey. Just let it fly.
That's what I say about murder. Let it fly. Do we need to be talking about song?
Well, I don't even think, did we even talk about groundhog? Do we have anything?
Oh, no, we didn't talk.
Let's do ground.
Cohesive. I have groundhog trivia if you... Well, first we should say that we are gathered here today to celebrate this holy day of Groundhog Day.
Let's all say grace.
Yeah, let's say grace. Wait, Victor's our guest. Maybe Victor should say grace.
Yeah, say grace.
Yeah, I can say the grace. It's fine. So how do you say grace? Bless us.
Thank you for our food, etc. I don't know.
You say it however you really want. Saying grace is all about you take the lead. It's
I know, but there is a wrong answer when it comes to grace. Like
there is, and that's why I would never I would never volunteer. Like, I would never would do like, it.
I personally have made fun of cousins that have, like, fucked up a good grace, you know?
Like, but there was someone in our grace circle. It's sort of like a COVID pod is, like, your grace circle that would always be being volunteering. And so I never had to worry about being the one. Like, she was always, like, and it just sort of became a thing where, like, she even had, like, a little prayer book. And she, you know, started it off.
When I was a freshman in college, I had to go. Well, I didn't have to go. I actually voluntarily went to this little church
college
group. And, also that.
I didn't have to go. I needed to.
I had this little church group. And then every week, I think we would take turns of whose turn it was to pray. And that's like, that's probably the most like adrenaline rush I've ever felt in my life. I
can do this, by the way. I can do the grace. So first I'd like to say thank you to God for formulating this Zoom conversation and getting us to be holding hands right now. And I'd like to thank Punxsutawney Phil in your endless infinite lives and rebirths. And I'd like to thank the reason for the season, which is to watch a rodent sort of crawl out of a hole or in many cases be ripped from a fake log type thingy with a door on it. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Rodent ripped out of a hole. That's like me in quarantine. Am I right, ladies?
You need to do a boom, boom, shh.
We do a lot of ba-doom boom cha-ching.
So this morning, Punxsutawney Phil, I feel a little bit uncomfortable calling him just Punxsy because I'm not really a part of the culture. But
yeah, that hurts.
Feels a little bit appropriative.
Wait, are we wearing the headdress of Punxsy?
Yeah, I'm like, this kind of sucks because I have to just like pretend it's okay that these two, like, let's just say it, white people are wearing Punxsutawney Phil headbands. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm from Western PA. I know all about this. And you guys are just, you just slapped this face on your head.
We didn't even know it was called Punxsy until.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't really feel like I could really call it Punxsy. Anyway, he, they, she, rodent saw their shadow this morning on this February 2nd, which is actually a week or two after.
Are we surprised?
Before you'll be hearing this.
Are we surprised, ladies? What were we expecting?
I mean, I was pulling for a spring, but I don't know.
How did he look at his shadow?
I think they speak a groundhog language, the men in the council. I'm not.
I think so.
The men on the council are like,
he
saw it.
He told me.
Wait. There's like, there was this big article expose written that was like, Punxsutawney Phil basically sees his shadow every single year, except for like four times in all of history, because it's more of like a event.
I guess.
So I think you can camp out, I think, for Punxsy.
Yeah, but if you camped out for 8 hours and then Punxsy just sort of walked off and there wasn't really a resolution.
I didn't even see him walk at all. He just got, he got sort of lifted. Simba
but
style.
Basically what I'm saying is that I think they're trained from a young age, the Punxsies, to see their shadow or something.
I don't think it's
school.
Real at all.
Assassins.
No, this is what happens. They bring him out, they let him look around, see maybe what he sees, and then they all go back to a little, this is, by the way, I'm making this up, they all go back to a little council room and they say, so what did you see? And he relays to them in the groundhog language that only they speak whether or not he saw a shadow.
And then they do like a different color of smoke, like at the Vatican, right?
Yeah, the Pope
died or something. They literally shoot out like pink smoke when the Pope dies.
I'm gonna go ahead and now you're appropriating my Catholic Italian ex culture. Sorry, Carlisi. But it's when the Pope is decided they spray up when there's
undecided about what?
I think it would be funnier if it was if they did like big fireworks once he died or something.
Chromatica Oreos shooting out.
Oh, speaking of which, have you guys tried them?
No, I haven't.
No, but I know they're just vanilla.
Well, Trisha Paytas said they're bad.
They're not good at all.
I can't believe you have a whole big pack. That's the biggest pack I've seen.
Okay, well, let's not shame me for buying them.
I want a little pack. I went to the
Where can you get them?
Yeah, where did you get them? They have them in.
Where'd you get a big pack?
They actually have them in most places. I got them at Walmart. I'll say it. I got them at Walmart.
Wow.
Now I kind of want to buy them.
Do you guys think it would be funny to do word for word the same intro like three times and be like, today we're celebrating Groundhog's Day?
Sure, yes.
But you can just put it in. Or no, just like putting the same 5 seconds in randomly throughout the episode.
So anyway, today it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day.
Do you guys need any more other ideas?
Oh wait, I have another question. Person to be mean to.
Oh, someone. Me too. If we're coming up with people,
is it me?
No, it's a gay. It's another gay person. They DM'd me today.
I bet I know who it is.
No. Oh. It's that Whoa. Person.
That was rude, but okay.
He said to me, he was like, oh, I was catching up on podcasts this weekend and I listened to yours. And
what
I was
an
like,
ass.
And he said,
like, first of all, don't listen to my podcast. You fuckhead.
Exactly. First of all, that's such an invasion of privacy. Second of all, he said, I was catching up on podcasts this weekend and I was like, this is wild. LOL.
What?
So you're telling me you hate my podcast.
He okay, said, unfollow then. Why does he follow us?
You definitely chose chaos.
What? Something I hate is when someone tells me who I am. Because I'm like, that's kind of not up to you to tell
and
me.
They don't choose to say that who you are is good because I like that. They choose to say you're chaotic and haven't found your place.
Chaotic. Yet. When an MTV writer calls you chaotic, I'm going to have to sit with that for a few days.
Yeah. So apparently,
if someone says I'm chaotic and they don't instantly reference the Britney Spears reality TV series of the exact same name. I don't want to have that nomenclature.
I've never been hearing of that chaotic.
I haven't either. I feel so bad right now.
I'm like a huge Britney stan, so that's fine. But it was a reality TV show that she filmed entirely on a home video camera. And then they interviewed her about the tapes that she like turned in during this tour when she like fucked Kevin Federline for the first time. And then they like, it's about their whole like, life together like in the couple of years that it was filmed. It was insane.
It's like a vlog. It's a vlog. It's a vlog. It's a vlog for Britney.
It's a vlog, yeah.
That's kind of amazing. They let her
vlog. Yeah, and if anyone was wondering, yeah, I'm 45 years old, but I still hang with people that are younger than me. Have you seen that? I think I sent. Wait, also, do you like Joseph or Joe or Joey?
Joseph.
Or JoJo, our little pee-pee boy.
Okay, something I'm trying to... Oh, and maybe since you're a new person in my life, you'll actually agree with it. Is okay. I want to be JoJo, but no one will do that for me.
Well, there's a JoJo. Lot of singer-songwriters with that name, I think.
Yeah, I'll of course call you JoJo in real life, but on here I'll call you Joseph.
Or what did you used to go by on your Yahoo email in fifth grade?
Oh no, our meeting will end in 10 minutes.
No. Oh, actually I went on wikipedia.com. I meant to go on Taylor Wiki, of course.
I was going to say that, too. I was going to say, did you give a dollar while you're there?
Yeah, that's the new reason why teachers will say you're not supposed to go on Wikipedia is because they don't want you wasting your money giving it to literally Wikipedia.
Do teachers say that?
Oh my God, teachers do not want you to use Wikipedia. They always say it's not a reliable source.
Are you being taught?
No. No, but I actually do have some core memories of
high school. Are you being taught?
No, I'm not being taught, but I do remember being taught.
There was a time in my life where I have been in high school.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah, we were that too.
No, I think it's just, that's kind of my thing, where I remember stuff from high school and you guys are just supposed to live in the present.
Well, high school, that was what, yesterday for me? Just kidding. I was trying to make a joke that I
When did you graduate high school?
You're going to, 2018.
2018.
High school.
He's so that's what, 3 years ago?
I don't know.
Not very long is basically the calculation.
Not very long. That's cool. You guys are so funny and smart for being literally 400 years younger than me. So that's like awesome.
And you know how to work a you like know how to work a phone and like you're on TikTok and stuff.
He's not. He's not 50. He's only 45.
That's true. Yeah, I'm only 45.
But if you ever need like help with that, or like, we're here.
What if I was like?
Wait, Victor. I follow you on TikTok, and you posted a really, really funny TikTok the other day. And then I wanted to comment on it. I don't remember which one it was, by the way. I wanted to comment on it and say this is your best work. But my TikTok username is actually Governor Brian Kemp, and I can't change it. So then I was like, I can't. So then I didn't comment, but I do want you to know that it was really fun.
I don't have funny TikTok, so I can't reference which one you're thinking about.
I'll have to go back and find it and tell you.
You do have funny TikToks, actually.
No, TikTok is a breeding ground for piss Breeders. And shit that I put on the internet.
For piss and shit.
I will throw things on TikTok. I literally whip things onto TikTok. I go.
That's how they say you're supposed to do it, though.
Yeah, because one of them will stick, right? That's what I would think.
Put enough piss and shit on the wall and eventually it's going to smell.
Oh my God. What have we even said in this
fully Nothing. Hour? We haven't mentioned, we haven't mentioned Taylor Swift. We have.
Who's that?
We haven't said our names, our occupations.
We did. We did. We said. I said, follow me on TikTok, Governor Brian Kemp.
Have you ever addressed Governor Brian Kemp on the pod?
No, I don't think so. Well, I did actually yesterday, because one of our loyal pod listeners followed me on TikTok, and I was really concerned as to how he found my account.
Because the only way you can be searching for it is by Governor Brian Kemp.
Whoa, yeah. How the hell would that?
Well, I think our podcast account follows just me and Joseph. Actually, it follows a lot of Swiftie accounts, so I don't know.
I think maybe then it's through me, but I follow like 1,000 people on TikTok.
I don't know. Whatever. I gained a follower. I don't have any videos posted, but.
There's a lot in the drafts once the name goes away.
Yeah, once I can finally get my name changed. I'm gonna over for you bitches.
Someone said that something was going wrong with their TikTok. And I was like, oh, just delete the app and like re-download it. And they did that and all their drafts got deleted. And I was like, sorry.
Was it Charlie D'Amelio?
Yeah, it was a little girl named JoJo Siwa, actually. And I was like, oh, sorry.
She had an elaborate coming out video planned, but she had to improvise because you...
Remember the first 48 hours of that when she just simply was like, I came out, and everyone was like,
as what?
There was kind of just, there was crickets for a while.
Well, no, she didn't even really say she came out. I was kind of like, okay, everyone is assuming that because JoJo Siwa is singing Born This Way that she's gay. Am I gay?
I literally love that song, and I'm definitely not gay. So.
It sort of was a good little throwback to, like, Hays Code 1960s Hollywood, where, like, you know, like, it's like, gay, but you're not allowed to really say it because you have a Target deal.
Yes. You have to have a code.
Right. She was doing a character in that moment where she was like, I could be gay, but... And then the way that she officially came out.
With her cousin shirt.
But even that is not really
biggest,
official.
Gayest cousin ever.
Biggest, gayest cousin ever. How old is JoJo before I... say
18?
Crazy things about her. 16, 17. She's 17.
She's like literally your age.
That's literally not my age. I have a full-on kid.
We could have children JoJo Siwa's like... age. And we do.
And yeah, I'd be really worried about that. And some of us do.
My 17-year-old daughter JoJo just came out recently.
We're like, oh my god, is this the same one
wait,
that we're talking
wait,
about?
Wait, guys, how do you guys feel about JoJo in general?
Okay, we have less than a minute. We have less than a minute. We have less than a minute.
Okay, okay. Never mind. So anyway, today it's Groundhog Day.
I'm not recording the Zoom.
What?
I'm not recording the Zoom. And oh my God. You guys are all equally responsible.
I'm not equally responsible. I don't.
You know what I wanted to do? I said, "Are you recording the Zoom?" And you kind of alluded
ignored.
To, yes, of course.
I was really busy looking at myself again.
Are you pinned? Are you pinned on yourself?
No, I unpinned, but it's really difficult. Okay. I thought we would use this episode as a way to like talk about the whole era.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, this feels like Groundhog's Day. I feel like we just talked about that.
Wake me up again and again.
Yeah, this is Groundhog's Day.
By the way, is it Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day?
And do you think they do them alone? Without humans? Like, is it a groundhog instinct?
Human doesn't watch...
Did you guys know Groundhog Day is a Christian holiday? I know. Origins in Germany.
If a groundhog sees its shadow in the forest.
Did it ever make a sound?
Did it ever even make a
sound? Did it ever make a winter?
Did it be winter or not fall?
Did the Germans... was it always a groundhog for the Germans? Or was it maybe a different sort of critter that resides in Europe?
I think they originally used a hedgehog. And
a hedgehog. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that so weird? And then I guess there's more groundhogs in Pennsylvania, so they had to start using those.
Wow, that's interesting to me.
I know. You probably never heard about that fact.
It's really new to me.
I don't know. What can I even say about Taylor?
What we just said, if we can just say that again, I guess. What Victor was saying about hating her?
Oh, go for it.
I don't even know. I said that, like, during that era when I was growing up, whenever that came out, what, 2006, 2007?
Do you want to know what grade I was in 2007?
No. I'm sorry.
It was actually going to go ahead and be 2006, so we were all okay. Wrong.
That makes me want to 2006.
And we were going to go ahead and be in kindergarten.
Were we?
You guys were in kinder?
Kinder and first.
Kinder and first.
That's a great age to sort of hop on the Taylor Swift bandwagon, I think. Taylor Swift is your Britney Spears for me.
It is, absolutely. Like, all these little things that you know about Britney will be being knowing about Taylor in some ways.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that this is, like, a moment. But, I didn't like Taylor Swift whenever she first came out, and I will happily and proudly cop to that, and...
Taking accountability.
The only song that got me was our song. because it's a slammy screen door.
Wow, that feels like something you could know? Call a song. Like, this one's a real slapper. This one's a real slamming screen
door. This one's a real slamming screen door.
I don't know. I just related to that. I was like, wow, she has a screen door in the exact same way that I have a screen door.
You do?
Slams.
Joe, you don't have a screen door, do you? Anywhere in your house that I can find in my brain.
Is it normal to have, am I abnormal for not having a slamming screen door?
Well, I know that we got a screen door kind of late in the game. Like my family, like we always had one door to the front and then we added one additional later. And we actually call it a storm door because it's made of glass. Like it's like a,
that's not, you know, a screen door.
Slamming storm door. Well, it's a screen thing door that I have. Is a metric. So to you, what so you mean
you
by
kind of described a door that had glass on it,
which that would be called a glass
door. I also have, now I have one over there that has screen on the top and glass in the middle, and it's okay. Kind of plastic around door material.
Door material.
If you believe me now.
I love that we can really shoot our load about door materials, but we cannot think of one word to say about Ms. Taylor R. Swift.
I'll say something of recent experience that I had with our song was that I was riding in the car with Nolan and I was singing it, and I was literally so happy with myself for introducing him to that kind of, you know, musical taste.
I love that. So you were in the passenger seat?
Yeah, and he was, no one was driving. My 1 year old son was driving with one hand on the steering wheel, another on my heart. And and I was so happy. No, I was just happy that, like, I was like, wow, his childhood is going to be listening to this. And I'm never going to let him listen to JoJo Siwa Hair Bow Ties or whatever her song is called. Yeah, and that's the way that I choose to live my household. And you can't tell me a thing about it.
I remember watching the music video for our song, and I remember being like, why is she so glittery while she's in like the flower scene? Remember that scene where she's just like,
yes,
she's laying down? I remember being like, okay, suddenly I am obsessed with makeup because she has like glittery eyeshadow. I was like, you're allowed to do that.
It's sort of like, do you remember when Lady Gaga decided to come out with a makeup line and it was going to go ahead and be little things that you stick under
house
your eyes?
House Laboratories? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what Taylor Swift is known for, is having a little, like a swoosh under the eye.
Oh my God, I love
of diamonds.
Yeah. I want to go do that makeup look right now.
And put a feather in your hair?
Yeah, and a feather. Oh, I do want feathers. Feathers like 2011 style, though.
Do you know about putting a feather in your hair? Like
hanging down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a feather. Or, you know, maybe one over here. I've been watching Teen Mom, and they have feathers.
Wait, yeah, that was 2011. I remember, like, going to high school and, like, girls coming back, like, from summer and being like, yeah, I got my hair like feathered. Like they would call
I
it.
I
want to
do that.
Getting a feather like put into your hair. Like, what?
Joseph brought to my attention that maybe it's maybe slightly appropriative to feather your hair in such a way. So I might not be doing
so
it.
So yeah,
anymore,
we might not be bringing that trend back. What era would Taylor be having feathers in her hair? Like red or something?
I don't think she's ever had a feather in her hair.
She's kind of like pure in that way.
Not really her strength to be having hair or clothes.
I think her strength can be hair.
Taylor has never like ventured out of her lane.
Her hair is iconic. What do you mean? Have you ever heard of the album Reputation? She wore four shades darker red lipstick. What do you mean she never ventured out of her lane?
That album, like as much as it kind of sounds different, it's like such a Taylor Swift album. It's like
of
crazy.
Course.
Yeah, I can't wait to absolutely make fun of it for a year straight once we get to that.
I guess Taylor never had a feather. Wow.
But this era was her curly, really long hair mane era.
This is her best, mark my words, this is her best styling outfits. Like, she knew where to stick. She was like, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and wear a white dress or a black dress. And that's going to go ahead and be it for my wardrobe.
A white dress with black spots, maybe, in some of the pictures.
And flowy sometimes. Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and let my music speak for itself instead of trying to...
Was our song like the fourth single? Or what's the like...
So our song is going to go ahead and be like the third or something. And it was sort of Tim McGraw, the debut, was sort of like country chart, very successful. And then our song was sort of like... Okay, everybody's gonna go ahead and be noticing this special gal, because, like you said, I think the universe sort of had the same response to you, where you were like, "Okay, this is when I'm gonna care about Taylor." I think everybody also.
Okay.
Because this song is a level 10 banger.
Sorry, I have to quickly respond to an Instagram thing because I said that I was sent something and I didn't. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
This is why they tell you don't book celebrities on your podcast.
what were we saying? I wanted to put it out there that I go back and listen to Tim McGraw, you know, and now I'm like, this song is amazing.
So, and it literally is like so good.
We also go back. I think.
And I'm like,
this is
near
the top.
December all the time.
I go back to December all the time. If I'm going to say today is going to be a Taylor Swift day, this is near the top of the albums that I'm going to be picking from. Because it's classic. It's like her in a little vial. Like, all concentrated.
Yeah. Bottled up.
It's all bottled up. It's like when you buy at the store cold brew concentrate instead of cold brew, and you have to put water in it to drink it.
She's like, in this era, she is completely, like, it's not just her, because she did have, like, co-writers, but, like, she is very much herself. Like you guys were saying, like, she had songs that she wrote when she was, like, a child that were included on these, like, yeah. It's her heart.
It'd be so hard for me to throw out a Taylor album, but this is like definitely one of my top, like, if I could only go on a deserted island, I might bring this one.
Yeah, it's
the whole thing.
It's a strong contender. Are you in a restaurant at this time?
Yes.
Wow.
We get to the press. Victor Carlesi, COVID, is not at home.
I just got some like scared energy because I got that message, and now I had to like walk it off for a second.
Scared energy about what? Not being available when you said you're going to be available, or just
right,
talking to somebody?
Like, both. Me being like, oh, I have to interface with other humans.
When somebody asks me to do something, I think about it for the whole day.
When was the last time someone asked me to do something? I don't even know.
Your kid says, mama, mama.
Mama, mama, he said.
Is that milk?
This is one sign that he knows how to do. It means milk. Yeah.
Are you always saying like, aw, like every
day?
Yeah,
literally. Like everything. Yeah.
I love to be inventing new it because anytime I get a picture of your child on my phone, it is really a special moment. But I have to be inventing new ways every day to say, wow, he looks so cute.
You don't have to be responding that. Sometimes when I send it, it's just because it's like everyone else that I send that to would be like, absolutely, why did you send me this picture at 1 a.m.?
Of a baby sort of. The pictures I get are like a baby sort of blurry sitting in a crib from far away.
The only baby pictures I send to people are like literally pictures of me as a baby, and just like I sit waiting for them to be like, "You were so cute as a baby," as if that would like mean anything.
Were you so cute as a baby?
I thought this was so funny because he looks like
his face is funny. Yeah, I sent you that because he's drinking that pea milk that I bought. He's having his big boy new milk.
Ripple.
Yeah, Ripple. He's drinking Ripple pea milk, and I'll have to. I'll say this: it's gross to me.
Hey, as long as he likes it.
Guys will take anything. Okay, as
the baby's just being a dude.
As we are concluding our season, I think maybe we should say like what our favorite song of this album is, maybe.
Okay, I need to pull up the master list so I don't.
I guess it might be a really easy answer because it sort of is this one.
Yeah, it's this one for me.
Well, that's what I originally thought, but I do want to pull up the list just in case. And I like this is the hardest question in the world to me. Like when we were ranking Taylor Swift songs, like that literally breaks my heart in half because like I can't pick.
Choosing between your children.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, iconic. Teardrops on My Guitar, of course.
What if I said something so? What if I said actually my favorite is Tied Together with a Smile?
I'd be like, oh no, the Zoom connection's all screwed up.
Mary's Song holds such a special place in my heart, obviously.
Mary's Song is like randomly good. Like mm-hmm. I never thought it was, and then I like recently listened to it. I was like, okay, this is good.
It's a moment. It's like boyhood. It's like a whole life.
My favorite is either Teardrop, or no, my favorite off this album is either Our Song or Tim McGraw, and I really can't pick between those two.
Yeah. Mine would be
Our Song. If you think about the Tim McGraw bridge, that kind of just makes you
think about it. I'm back for the first time since then.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm standing on you.
The interesting thing about the whole point of Our Song is like, it kind of completely goes against the fact that Tim McGraw means anything to her. Because it's like, you're supposed to think of her whenever you hear Tim McGraw. But like, she's saying like, I guess it's about a different person, but her song, it's like, the whole idea is like, we'll write a song because there isn't one that's good enough to talk about how much we're in love at 16.
Yeah, so instead she would rather be hearing...
Is that your screen door?
That's my slamming screen door.
She would rather hear violently slamming
and like
door.
And like whispering into a phone like, yeah babe, I'm gonna, yeah babe,
wait, yeah, you know when she said give it to you, talk good. Real slow because it's late and your mama don't know, but like she didn't say talk pretty quiet, like
I think it's about horny real slow. I think it's about what? Horny.
So many things about Taylor are about horny that I'm just learning about now.
I know, like Tim McGraw like, is about horny because she they're like going
when
away
I was
on
a kid
trip.
I didn't know it was about that.
What else is about horny?
Honey,
the world.
She literally describes Tim McGraw's dick in that song.
Yeah, she says 9-incher.
It's all an allegory. It's all a what do they call it? A symbolism.
she did a symbolism.
I don't know what else is about horny in this.
Mary's Song.
Old people.
Oh, oh, oh.
Lemonparty.org.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait until we talk about Reputation.
Reputation. Which, that's one of my
Reputation
favorite albums.
Reputation
is
so
don't shit
horny.
On it.
Honey.
It's one of my favorite in a separate way, kind of.
I think we're going to do I don't know. We haven't decided, but I think we're going to do like a court drama season for Reputation where we like put down the gavel and argue if they're good songs or not.
Wow.
You can be the witness. You can be the witness.
And then do Katy Perry's Witness.
Have you seen the Reputation show?
Of course. I'm obsessed.
the concert? Like, have you gone?
Stadium tour.
Did you go?
We've never been to a Taylor Swift.
We've never been to a Taylor Swift concert.
No. Which is really shocking, considering that we were super.
If you want to hang up now, I
understand. That's why you don't. That's why you don't like Reputation. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Well, I do like it.
Sounds like you hate it. It sounds like you guys really hate it to the point where you wouldn't, where you would refuse to go to the stadium tour.
I actually just don't have actually $800,000 in my bank account to be going to the stadium.
Oh, I do.
I get it. I get it. You're on the Food Network.
You're alone in a restaurant, your own personal chef kitchen right now.
Oh, I do.
The meeting is ending soon.
Well,
so I think that means we have plenty of content we can wind down. I don't know if we said anything of merit.
That's 40 plus 40.
Yeah, except for the probably 10, the 10 that I ruined.
Because I wasn't. And the couple minutes that I ruined too.
I wanted to say.
Well, I think those overlapped.
I love your, I love this podcast. I think it's so genius and funny.
Don't lie.
And I think it's cool that two 13-year-olds can get together and make a podcast and sort of talk about someone that they love. And it's really fun to listen to. And I'm literally honored as fuck to be on it right now. I just wanted to get it out there. And I know that there's still more time to be talking, but I did want to get that out there. I had to do 15 versions of the same audition 3-minute video last night. I should post them somewhere. They're all absolutely psychotic where I'm like laughing at myself. So yeah, you could say I have a way with words.
Well, thank you very much, even though you're absolutely lying.
Yeah, thanks for lying through your teeth on our
and
podcast.
And we actually truly started this podcast with the hopes and dreams that one day you would join us. So...
Okay, well, that's a big lie.
Actually, we probably thought of you before.
Well, we did famously say Victor, Victor, Victor on every episode until I got too embarrassed, and I had to actually stop myself from saying Victor on the episode.
Yeah, we even had times where we purposely had to cut out mentioning you because we didn't want...
Because I knew I was mentioning you too much. It was fan behavior.
No, you need to mention me more.
We have a quota 3 Victor mentions per episode.
That's my one critique, is you guys need to be mentioning me a lot more.
We'll try. There's always season 2. There's always season 2, girl.
So what are you guys going to do for season 2? Are you going to do maybe Taylor Swift's second album? Maybe Fearless?
That's a pretty good idea. I don't know.
That is kind of a good idea. We hadn't...
I don't know. It's something I thought of.
Yeah. Write that one down somewhere.
Energy from ATP is used to move sodium ions.
Are you guys...
Wait, I'm scared.
How do I make that stop?
Was that you?
No.
Wait, I can't tell what's going on my laptop right now.
Moves against its concentration.
No.
Wait, did I stop it?
You're haunted. It stopped for me.
I didn't even open another tab, and my one of my textbooks just started reading itself to you. That was really embarrassing.
It just scared the shit out of me. I was like, who is this little fast-reading woman in my ear?
Trisha Paytas.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Hey everyone, what's up? It's Trish, and today I am going to attempt to break the world record for the world's fastest talker. And as a disclaimer, this video is in no way sped up. It's just regular pace, so. I don't know if I'm going to brush this, but the world is the measure potential for deeks after the drink, and then I bet the dream that goes moving up second, deep in the third, first, for trill, empty, first, pretty, when going is going to press, because you're not going to be the first, because you're going to point up, not the first, but you're going to be the first, because you're going to be the center of the black, or the shoes is going to be the way. I'm going to say, let's make a relationship, you're going to be the total of 1,000, I'm going to have a great back, what's in the list, and when you go to the card, 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 58 seconds. Okay.
Trisha needs to do. She needs to do like an audible voice or something, so then I can play back all my stuff in her voice. That's a good idea her.
Oh, a Siri? Imagine if you said, "Hey Siri," and it was Trisha.
Yeah. Okay. Cut this out so we can patent it before.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyone gets to it.
Yeah, you need to be able to like take it to her and be like, "You have to say 100,000 words, and then we're gonna be millionaires, babe."
I DM'd her yesterday, and she didn't respond. So
I DM her constantly. Me too. It's my number one thing to do. Is be like, "You look great here, sis."
I love her. She responded to me one time, so now I'm like. Every day, I'm like, so happy for you.
Yes, you have to keep that. You have to nurse that relationship going with her.
Oh my God, wait. I'm breaking news. My lover and partner just texted me from Walmart. Lady Gaga Oreos?
Yes.
Should I say yes? I'll send a pic later.
Like, you have to get them. So I'm not crazy for getting them yesterday, right?
I just said yes. OMG.
I'm like, our doors are like burrowed up to the handle in snow. Should I like excavate?
Dig your way out to get Chromatica Oreos.
Like a little groundhog.
Like a little groundhog seeing my shadow. So it's Groundhog's Day.
Is it Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day?
Gloop, 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 gloop.
Hey, what's that behind me?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It says Gobbler's Knob.
Does that say Gobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's what? What's Gobbler's Knob?
Hey, you should be knowing.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking that Gobbler's Knob might be a little town in Punxsutawney.
A small groundhog village.
Did you know that that's how that's pronounced? Punxsutawney?
Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney.
You have to say it in an annoying way.
Is that an accent of Pennsylvania?
Mm. But then why is Taylor country?
Well, she's faking.
There are people that sound country that live in Pennsylvania.
Really? Is it a mother tongue or are they immigrated from...
Excuse me?
Say something about her mother?
Okay. Is it a teen mother tongue or are...
Hey! Is it a mother tongue or did the Southerners immigrate to Pennsylvania? Just answer the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
The answer is no, they just want to sound like that. They woke up that day and chose chaos.
And chose chaos.
I think Taylor ultimately did choose chaos when she decided to fake a Southern accent on her album. But it worked. It worked.
I like that she did the fake Southern accent not only in the songs, which is like kind of perfectly acceptable in country, but she did it outwardly too, like,
yeah.
Outside of it.
But she like did it at my birthday dinner.
You did it at my birthday dinner. Talking about sucking dick and cock.
Talking about sucking dick and cock.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know him, but I looked up to him. So that's me in the interview where she's talking about Kanye walking on the stage. Yeah, I don't really know him.
Great.
So that's kind of me. That's kind of what I do. That's one of my strong suits is sort of.
You're really good at celebrity impersonations. Have you ever thought about trying out for SNL?
And I'm glad you mentioned that because, yeah, I actually have. I'm thinking of getting into the industry of impersonating, you know, a celebrity like Jordan Firstman, for example.
I'm trying. Oh.
That kind of impression.
I'm pitching a sketch to SNL where I kiss Pete Davidson.
Now that is funny. That's comedy. Two guys kissing, that's funny. And that's just sort of me doing a callback to a tweet.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you tweet that?
Yeah, and yeah, I did tweet it. And
not
yeah,
to have your Twitter memorize your tweets, but I do remember that.
It's coming off like you guys are memorizing all my tweets.
Victor, I have to tell you something. I can never memorize all your tweets, every single one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a few too many. We have a shrine, a big wall, but we can't keep the printer quite going fit every fast single enough. One in there.
Me like getting, I'm like starting to get pissed off. I'm like, really, really, guys? No, I do. I throw pretty much everything that I can at Twitter. It's so fun.
You're so funny on Twitter.
I want to tweet more.
Well, my advice for that is do it. It's like get right in there and just like do it.
I'm private on Twitter, so ultimately it's like no one can even see my tweets anyway. So do I need to be tweeting any at all?
Yeah, I think you should tweet more if you're on private.
Yeah, that's what I was much.
See, yeah, I want to be going more towards cyberbully. More towards Joseph version of Twitter, but I always feel like okay, who even cares. Is going to even care about this besides
I
Joseph.
Changed my username. Yeah, it's just for me. When I tweet, it's just for you.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad we're on the same page.
And me.
And you.
Breaking news, Victor Carlesi taking a break from their Food Network contract to join a podcast. So 50 followers on Instagram.
Actually going against his contract, but for some reason.
Victor has actually been dropped from Food Network after being on a podcast that says faggot. Basically every episode.
Wait, did you guys say faggot at all this episode?
Not yet, but now we have. We almost made it the whole time.
Damn it. Well, sorry about that. Sorry if you guys get kicked off Spotify for that.
We have connects at Spotify, actually.
Yeah, but we have an in. Me and Skylar are actually working on a cheek-to-cheek style. Jazz album.
There's another one of those coming out. I don't know if you've seen the news.
Yeah, cheek to cheek.
Are they going to call it that?
Cheek to furious. Or which cheeks? That's what I would call
it. I know what you did last summer to cheek again.
Wait, do you guys know about Mariah Carey?
I'm familiar.
No, I only know.
And I just referenced a funny quote.
I only know Mariah Carey as being from that meme where she can't sing All I Want for Christmas Is You. And she also doesn't know her. That's what I know Mariah from.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think about me eating licorice, Victor?
Oh my
what do you
God.
Think about that
Shut
for
up.
Me?
So I recently heard about a thing where someone died from eating licorice every day. Did you know about that?
You better listen to this loud in your ears.
I'm putting both my headphones on now. I'm on the fast track to the casket at this point.
This guy ate licorice, I'm not kidding, every day in his lunch. And he died from, I don't know what, like too much of something building up in his blood from the licorice. But it's not the ideal candy to eat every day, I will say that.
What's the ideal candy to eat every day? Our resident culinary instructor.
Apples. Nature's candy.
That's not a candy. It's not being a... That's not.
Okay. I think the best candy would be these cookies that I made.
I do. Wait, what are you doing with those? Are you shipping them off in the mail?
I'm going to throw them away tonight. Pretend like I made them over Christmas.
This is a perfect time for Skylar's big proposal.
Well, no, I don't want to say this because I thought about it and I think it would be a lot of work for Victor.
No, it won't be a lot of work. What's the thing?
I was going to say.
Oh, that's too much. You kind of said you should, and I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
You should be selling your baked goods to me online.
I mean,
via the mail.
Yeah, I literally should. I'm just kind of like super.
That's what I'm saying. It's too much work for Victor. It's too much work for Victor. I didn't want to even bring it up.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't really even force your hand. I like only slightly mentioned it. So
you were like, you should, and then you just kind of went off.
Hang me from the gallows.
Okay, now I am the outcast.
Right. That's how this goes.
We should have been checking in at every moment of the podcast.
Who's the outcast?
I felt like it a couple times, and you can tell when another person is the outcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can. And you can tell when the Zoom is not going your way.
But yeah, like when the spirit.
Are you shading you. Another episode? Or
no, I'm shading this episode.
Wait, you don't think it's been going your way? Are we having a fight right
I'm
now?
Saying we're not having a fight. I'm saying you can tell when people are looking at you specifically on the Zoom. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
When people are making eye contact with you.
Wait, really? You guys can tell?
We're fucking insane. We're
I've been staring at myself the whole time. Wait, can I also mention that I am a stranger to you guys? Like, essentially, like, we've never met in real life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but we popped right in.
Wait, if you're not going to mail me your baked goods, am I going to have to drive all the way to Punxsutawney to go get one?
Honey, you can drive to Punxsutawney, and then you'll be driving 2 more hours to get to my place.
Oh, what? It's even further?
I think I'm, like, it's, like... It's like this. Like, I'm like the corner of the right angle.
I couldn't tell you where it is on a map. That is not a right angle to me. Oh, you mean Philadelphia's on a right angle?
I'm Pittsburgh.
No, Pittsburgh is.
Oh, you're Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the state.
Thank God. I never knew you're Pittsburgh. I've never been to Pittsburgh.
It's a really cool place if you're not in a pandemic.
Did you ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I actually have, which is going to go ahead and still be about Philadelphia. But I was always kind of wondering, what if they made, and it's always sunny in Pittsburgh, you know what I mean? Like a spinoff. And they
you could make
that.
That, Victor. You could
wait,
make that.
Yeah, wait, guys. I think we have a $1 billion idea in our hands.
It's always raining in Pittsburgh, and that's kind of the yes. Comedy will be in the name itself.
It's always raining in Pittsburgh, and don't talk to me until I've had my morning.
It's really
coffee.
Shitting cats and dogs in Pittsburgh. That's what it's going to be called.
Friends don't let friends throw out royal icing cookies.
Yeah, honestly, I'm upset, but did you get Lady Gaga Oreo?
Yes.
Can I see it really quick?
Wow, live. Wait,
I'm going to do a taste test.
And this is
really
how our
quick.
Season is going to end, is on this.
Okay, perfect.
I'm so excited.
And then we can hang up. Okay, starting off, I really like the packaging. I'm really upset that it's kind of green on the inside. I didn't know that.
It's Kelly green on the inside, by the way. Gross, yeah. By the way.
Oh my gosh. Don't tell me that it's gross before I taste it, because now I'm having a predisposition.
The color's gross. The color's gross.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like salmon.
Salmon? Did you break your tooth?
She goes, ouch.
Me anytime I eat, ouchie, ouchie, ouchie.
It tastes kind of normal. Well, no, it doesn't.
No, it does. It doesn't taste like anything. And you have COVID.
I forgot I do have COVID.
Look Victor in the eye and tell him what you think about Oreos.
Oh, no, I can't tell him. Wait, before I tell him.
Aw, are those from StockX?
They must be. Yeah, they are.
They're little sneakerhead sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just like to qualify. I don't know what that is or StockX.
It's a sneaker website, I think. Or it's an everything website, I think. You can sell a PS5 on StockX.
Could I sell my cookies on there?
Well, you could sell them to me on Facebook.
What if I was like, okay, she's really getting in there. Okay, we'll sell them to her now. She got moxie, I think.
Hey, kid, I like your spunk.
Wait, can I just quickly say that whenever I was in college and I was in the interview stage of, like, going to find a fucking job, what's the person called, like your therapist, or what are they called, like a
your like advisor in college? Yeah.
He goes, hey man, you got moxie, all you gotta do is get into that interview.
You do, Victor, you have moxie.
But someone told me, a boy that I have mocked.
That is,
I was
crazy.
Like, this is the best moment of my life.
A boy.
But anyway.
Wait, what do you mean? Moxie is gendered?
I just feel like Moxie's a really gendered thing.
Well, you're breaking that glass wall, that glass ceiling of Moxie.
I'm breaking that screen door.
Our song is
into Moxieism.
Wait, what was I? What were
you
going
to tell? You need to tell Victor your opinion about Oreos that I think.
My opinion about Oreos is that I like to eat the cookie and not the cream and scrape the cream off.
So this was in an episode, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God, we're famous.
You're a cream, right?
I am, yeah, a cream.
A cream.
I get a mega stuff and I stack two mega stuff on top of each other.
Disgusting.
Okay, that's indulgent and honestly scary.
But the thing about that is that's basically six Oreos in one. So if you just eat that, you're sort of full.
I remember in high school, our choir director. Joseph, tell me if you remember this. In high school, our choir director one time told me that like she had such like a crazy diet, and then one time she told me that at night she eats one Oreo as dessert, and I like flipped out. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's impossible.
Yeah,
you actually can't, and you really can't even eat just two, even, which is the serving size. You have to eat three at least.
At the least, I would say I'm more likely to be having anywhere from four to six.
Okay, is there anything else we were going to say before we go another 40 minutes?
I know, we're Groundhog Day at trying to end the podcast.
I absolutely have to eat dinner at some point during the night.
So do I. I have to eat dinner, I think.
Okay, this was absolutely a blast. Maybe we should just do this as not a podcast and just talk one day.
Yeah.
I would be so into that every
single
little
week. Me too, I would be so
week.
Happy.
That would be
so
fun.
Oh my God, fun.
And I can teach you guys about Britney Spears.
Yeah, and we can teach you about Billie Eilish.
Who? You mean Billie Eilish? That's the thing that millennials say.
Billie Eilish. I think
millennials
that's funny.
Also say Karen, and they also say.
That makes me want to throw up.
And they also say BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Wait, I was such a little BuzzFeed little slut whenever I was in college. It was
did
like
they make somebody drink pee? Or is that
on BuzzFeed Unsolved? They nobody drank their pee.
No, on something else.
I want you guys to meet her.
I want to meet her, and I think in my heart that I'm going to.
I want to meet, just at least be in the same room. The only issue is that if she ever heard 1 second of our podcast, she would.
She would absolutely have us killed, probably by Universal Records.
It's like kind of crazy to me because I've always said that like if I became famous and people wanted to like talk shit about me, I like wouldn't hate them because of all the times I've like talked shit about so many like celebrities that I love. I just say that to satiate my brain. So that no one will be mad at me ever, even though I have like terrible takes on Taylor Swift.
And so you don't feel guilty for your whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I always make fun of like, why does James Charles is so overdramatic all the time? And it's like, probably if I was famous, I would be making 100,000 TikToks all the time, right, saying like, actually, I just have to address the situation because my name is being dragged through the mud.
Trisha said she makes TikToks, like 70 TikToks a day because she has the creator fund or whatever.
Oh,
so
genius.
I would definitely be doing that too.
Oh, is that where people pay you?
Yeah.
It's
or
like
TikTok
YouTube.
Pays you.
It's like
yeah.
YouTube ad pay. But TikTok. You get like a cent awesome. For every 1,000.
You should get on that,
like
Victor.
That.
Okay, yeah, let me do that. I'm in the YouTube partner program.
Are you?
Wow.
Isn't everyone that has a YouTube?
Actually, no, you have to have a certain amount of subscribers. And I would know because I don't have enough.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and I think it's a low number such as 100. And I
Well,
don't
they changed it. They've
that.
Changed it since the partner program. It's called something else.
Okay, like yeah.
Actually, I think you might have to have 1,000 even. And I definitely don't
have I don't have that. I don't have anywhere near that. I have like 20.
I have like 60 something probably. So
subscribers? Why?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about why.
Wait, yeah, I do actually have to go.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
But I do want to say thank you again for giving me such a fun time.
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm sorry we took up 2 whole hours of your night.
This is the longest we've ever recorded.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad that we're setting records. We're doing numbers.
We're Olivia Rodrigo, we'll honey. Biggest Spotify streams and whatever.
Wait, do you think that she's cursed by that?
Cursed?
Will she ever reach it again?
It's just mentally, I worry for her. Because I know artistically she has what it takes.
All right, and on that note, we're ending our show. So anyway, today it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day.